Once upon a time, Chodesh El, Siman Tav Lamed Aleph in the Avdei Nezer. It's just, you know, we have to start getting ready for Rosh Hashanah, so we'll do a little Rosh Hashanah Torah. And I picked it not only because it's Rosh Hashanah Torah, but it's actually a Maseches Kedushin Torah. Derech Agav. You'll see why very quickly. Okay, he says we know there's a minog. B'davar ha-minog l'chasos ha-shofar b'mapa ad achar ha-bracha. The Berhitiv brings, b'shem the Bach, brings a minog, that there's a minog to cover the shofar. If you're not paying attention, you would never notice this. But any good Baal Tokeya knows that there's a minog that while you make the bracha on the shofar, you cover the shofar. Okay. It's a strange minog because it doesn't really seem to fit in very well with a general klal in halacha. U'lechor yipalik. It's a pella. Hello, Roy Lakariv Habracha La Mitzvah B'chol Mad Efshar. We have a klal in halacha that we don't make a bracha on my talis and then first open the bag and take out the talis and unfold it and check the strings. I get the talis ready to go, it's in position, and then I make the bracha immediately before performing the mitzvah. Tefillin, same thing. Mevarchin Mehai Taima Bein Hanachal Kshira. I put the tefillin in place, I get them ready, I make the bracha, and then I tighten it right away. V'chein kasev aran, here's your kedushin connection. Don't miss it. Now kein lo tiknu bracha b'kedushay bia. We were talking last week about what birchas erison and the nature of the bracha and how the mesadah kedushin makes the bracha on behalf of the chassan, right? And how it can be that the mesadah kedushin is making bray priya gafen for the chassan. How that works? Yeah, we touched on that last week. Did you ever think about it? What happens if you do kedushay bia? Do you make a bracha on kedushay bia? Again, you know, when it comes to kedushin, we need what? We need edekiyum. So obviously, we would never suspect that the edim are actually going to watch the couple have bia, but they watch them go into a secluded room together. So the question is, when's he going to make the bracha? He's going to make the bracha after they got undressed. He can't make a bracha in front of erva. He can make the bracha when they're standing outside the yichud room before they walk in. To have kedushay bia, that's too premature to make the bracha. So the Ran says we don't make a bracha by kedushay bia for that very reason. Mishum de'ein levarach al mitzvah el b'sham shemizumenes lefanav lasos. You only make the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. Va'az hu ima b'mita, when he's already lying there with the isha that he's going to perform kedushay bia with. Also mishum lo yerabacha ervas davri, can't make a bracha if a person's not properly covered. Now, why one can't cover oneself with like a blanket, the same way that a woman has to figure out how to make a bracha when she goes to the mikvah. So there are ways to cover one's erva, and then to be able to engage in that mitzvah act of bia in this case right after. But okay, the Ran says it was considered unusual. It was considered unusual to maybe do that, and it's erva, so we don't have a bracha. But the point is, we always try to make the bracha right before we do a mitzvah. So why would we put the shofar in the bag, keep it covered, hidden away, make the bracha, and only then bring out the shofar? Okay? It's a minog yashan, it's an old minog we need to understand in halacha, and maybe even in machshava, what it means. So he quotes from a Tshuvas HaRambam. Very famous, very, very famous, like, Shofar 101, Machlokas, is what is the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar? In other words, did I even just mention the mitzvah properly? Tkiya, right? Is there a mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar? Is there a mitzvah of Shmias Shofar? What bracha, huge Machlokas Rishon, what bracha do you make when you blow the shofar? Do I make the bracha Al Tkiya Shofar? Litkoa B'Shofar? Right, lishmoa b'kol shofar, al shmias shofar. Right, again, there's nuances, whether it's al or whether it's le. But the bigger picture of what the Rishonim were debating, and you have all those opinions that we just cited, right? Is the focus shmia or is the focus tekiya? What's the mitzvah? The Rambam is abundantly clear. Many Rishonim say the mitzvah is tekiya, but the Rambam and the bracha that we actually recite, which is what? Lishmoa, right? The sound of the shofar, to hear. The focus is on the hearing, on the shmia. The Rambam is very, very clear. In no less than 7, maybe even 8 places, the Rambam is exceedingly clear where the Rambam emphasizes that the mitzvah is shmia. Very clear that it's shmia. In the Tshuvas HaRambam, which is called Pe'er Hador in Simnon Aleph, that's what he's referencing here. It's a small volume. I have it at home. It's like a little black volume. The nice edition they put out, Mechon Yerushalayim put out. extensive footnotes. So in the Pe'er Hador, that's the name of the Shas. I mean, there's other volumes called Shas and Tshuvas of the Rambam. But in the Pe'er Hador, which is an authentic collection of Tshuvas in the Rambam, they ask the Rambam, Ma bein birchas al tekiya shofar bein lishmoa kol shofar? I mean, what's the difference between these brachos? And really, they were asking, what is the correct bracha? The Rambam replies, this is one of the many places where he makes his point. And again, if you look in Hilchos Shofar, you'll see the Rambam is exceedingly clear about this, that the mitzvah is, Sheha mitzvah beshmia levad. Tekiah is not the mitzvah. The tekiah ka'osa sukkah leisheba alkein mavarchin lishmoa. Do you make a bracha when you build the sukkah? Why not? Because the mitzvah is leishiv sukkah, and building a sukkah is just a hechsher mitzvah. To make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah, it's interesting. If you look in the Yerushalmi actually does say that there is a bracha on a siyas sukkah, and therefore there are posts can recommend that one should make the bracha without shem and malchus. But it's very clear halacha l'maisa, we don't make a bracha on building a sukkah, right? We don't make a bracha because the mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. I need a sukkah to be able to sit. Okay. And therefore, look what he writes. Therefore, Al Kain Mavarchin Lishmoa. Va'adavar Yibale, again it's a Pella. De'im Kain HaShomea T'kias Cheres Shot V'katan V'isha Nami Yatzak Mosukas Ganbach. So he says the following question. He says to Avdinator, hold on a second. If the whole point is just to what? To hear the sound of the shofar. And you're comparing it to building a sukkah. Can a non-Jew build my sukkah?
Yes.
Yes or no? Absolutely. A non-Jew can build the sukkah. Right? The Mishnayos and sukkah describe sukkah's ganbach. Right? That's Rosh Tevos. Gimel, Nun, Beis, Chaf. Different scenarios of someone who builds a sukkah, right, that is not seemingly an ideal sukkah. It's a sukkah gezula. It's a sukkah that's built by non-Jews. Right, it's a sukkah that lacks seemingly certain qualifications of the sukkah, but if it physically meets the requirements of a sukkah, then that's a sukkah. Again, al pi machshava, there might be good reasons why I want to build the sukkah myself. I don't want Gentiles building my sukkah. I want to build it. I want to be built by Israel. Okay, even more so, the Netziv has a very famous discussion that when you have a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'kra, when you have a mitzvah that's really a hechsher mitzvah, but it's explicit in the Torah, where the Torah seems to emphasize this idea, then all the more so, there's an inyan to do it yourself, and not al yedei shtir. So there is something to building one's own sukkah. But I don't need a kosher sukkah. I need a kosher sukkah, but I don't need the sukkah to be built by someone who meets, you know, mahajim and mahajim standards. The non-Jew builds the sukkah, and I sit in it. If it's a kosher sukkah, it's mamish kosher, and I make a bracha leishiv basukkah. So now, why is it that there's a hakpada? Who blows the shofar? Why can't a cheresh, why can't a deaf mute blow the shofar? Am I hearing the sound of the shofar? Yes or no?
No, but they're not. They can't hear the sound of the shofar.
Who cares?
Yes.
The mitzvah is shmiya. I hear the sound of the shofar. Shota. A shota. It's not chayim and mitzvah. He blows the shofar. Why not? A katan blows the shofar. It sounds exactly the same as the gadol who blows it. Right? Qualitatively, it's the same sound.
Then you have...
My shliach for what?
Listening to that.
What do you mean? I'm hearing it. If the mitzvah is tekiya, so I understand the one who's blowing has to be fit to blow. But if the goal is shmiya, what's a good question? Yishai's question is a good question. Why is it a good question?
The shliach is not just there to interrupt and blow.
He's shliach for what?
You need to listen to
shmiya, right?
He's not my shliach for shmiya. Every person is hearing it themselves.
Did you make a reference?
Each person is hearing the mitzvah. Each person is being mekayim with his own ears. Shmias kol shofar. Why don't we all make a bracha? Rova majus melech.
What's the point of the bracha then?
The same reason that when I invite you for Shabbos, I don't place two rolls in front of you and say everyone should make their own amotzi. We do it together. It's a better performance of the mitzvah. It's not a heter that I'm allowed to make a motzi. It's better if I make a motzi for everyone at the table. Rova. What's the purpose of the bracha? Why aren't we all saying our own bracha? Again, for the same reason that we're not all saying our own.
No, but that's the same reason why a woman can't.
Okay, so let's say. A woman can't say the bracha for a motzi. What do you mean? Why not? Absolutely. Why not? My wife can't make a motzi? Absolutely, she can. Why not?
She can.
Yeah, she can.
V'kvar marti bezes. Listen what he says. Says the Halakha Avdinezer, says the Sakachavar. Kemo b'sefer Torah, eina yotze b'sefer shenichalo avosaf. Every Jew has a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. And you can't fulfill that mitzvah by merely inheriting the Torah that your ancestors wrote. Ve'ena yotze ela b'sefer shekasvahu o shlucho o shekana oso. You can't just fall into the mitzvah. It can't be that someone passes away and be Yerusha, you get a sefer Torah, and that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of writing a sefer Torah. You have to write it yourself, you have to hire someone to write it, or you can even buy it. You're allowed to buy it. Rashi's Lashon, over there in Menachos, a person who buys a sefer Torah that was written by someone, is like a person who chaps up a mitzvah. Yeah? But it counts. That's the mitzvah. But if it just comes to you, right? You're fast asleep and your relative passes away and you inherit his thing. You can't, that's so passive that you can't acquire a mitzvah in that way. There has to be some maisa, even going to the store and picking out the Sefer Torah, which was there, not written in Lishma, wasn't written for you. Right? But at least you're buying it. That you did a maisa, me'achash asa maisa. Lo sha mitzvah tavo me'aleha. The mitzvah can't come about on its own. That's true by a sukkah also. Right? Tasev alomena asui. The sukkah can't come about without it being built. It can't come about in a roundabout way. It can be built by a non-Jew. It can be built by anyone. If you can train a monkey to build you a sukkah, no problem. The sukkah is being built. The sukkah is being built. I think that's kosher. But it can't come about on its own. It has to be a maisa. Hacha nami. The b'shofar, he says where it's underlined, ein yotze b'shmia elam kin asa maisa sheyishma. There has to be a maisa. Ein achanami. It's really what Yishai was saying. I was giving him a hard time, but you're right. Right? There still has to be. There's still, and this is really, if you look again, if you learn this whole sugya of Tekiya versus Shmiya, you see that sort of the conclusion is Yesh v'Yesh. Right? The whole machlokas is the mitzvah Tekiya shofar, Shmiya shofar. The machlokas really is what's the ikar, and how is that bracha? How is that going to be koveya the bracha? But everyone really agrees that there is an aspect of tekiah, there is an aspect of shmiah. There has to be a proper tekiah which allows the shmiah to be a proper shmiah, right? So therefore, hainu shetakahu oshlucha. You do need someone who's fit to blow the shofar to create that sound. Valkein mi she'eno bar chiyav she'eno nasa shliach. A person who's not a bar chiyav. Again, this shote, this katan, this cheresh, who's blowing the shofar, who's not even fit to do the mitzvah, kevan she'ein ha'eved nasa shliach lekabel get isha. Oh, sorry, kamo. Just like an eved can't be makabel get on behalf of a woman, because he's not fit to be a shliach in that case, miad bala from her husband, ina yachol et koalo. Okay? So what we're saying is, yes, the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is the shmiah, but it has to still be what? It has to still be a sound that is a fitting sound. If a katan blows it, it's as if what? As if you left the shofar outside, and let's say the wind blew through the shofar and it sounded a tekiah. So that's the akedah. Let's say you play a recording of the shofar. It sounds like the shofar. It's the shmiah shofar. Let's say a person, according to this, if a person would have, let's say I can play a saxophone and make it sound exactly like a shofar. Now the Shmuel Kol Shofar, that's the Kol Shofar, it sounds exactly like the Shofar. But obviously that's not enough. Okay? So the sound has to come, even though the Shmiel is the Iker, the sound of the Shofar is the Iker, but it has to come from a Bar Chiyuv, it has to come from a proper source. So it says that the Nezer, top of the left column, Oz Gimbal. So now we can start to answer our question. But if that's true, that the Kiya is an integral part of it, so then maybe what? Then maybe the bracha can be and should be al tekiah. Shei mechuyav letkoa hu atzma o shlucho kanez kalel. You need to have a real tekiah. You're telling me the shmiah is so important, and the Rambam is telling me that the bracha is what? Lishmoa kol shofar? But hold on a second. You're telling me the tekiah is a critical component. Without the tekiah, there can't be a shmiah. So look what he says. Ach bracha zu lo yihye rak lahatokeya la'atzmo velo lahashomim. If the bracha was tekiya, that bracha would really only be for the one who's actually blowing the shofar. Now why? You know why? Because he doesn't need The Adonijah says, you don't need, every person standing in the crowd has what mitzvah? Shmias kol shofar. You need a proper tekiah to allow for the shmiah to take place. But how many people need to do that tekiah? One. If he makes the bracha on the tekiah, that bracha is rak la tokei la atzvah v'lo la shomim. That bracha, if he was blowing for himself, it makes sense. But if he's blowing shofar for everyone in the room, you don't. Not everyone in the room needs a tekiah. Yes, we need a tekiah, a proper tekiah. It needs to come from a valid source in order to allow the shmiah to be a proper shmiah. But the tekiah is really just it's a hechsher mitzvah. I'm not going to focus on that. You're not going to make the bracha on that. Kamo kol ha'usa mitzvah al yedei shliach. Shebno nimol al yedei acher. Shehamoel mevarech. When the moel is making the bracha, when the moel is acting as my shliach, right? What does it mean he's acting as my shliach? Who's going to make that bracha? Who's going to make the bracha? My child needs to have a bris milah. No, the moel makes the bracha. Al ha'milah. The father is going to make the bracha of lachniso bebrisa shal Avram Avinu. But the moel is going to make the bracha in focusing on the act that the moel is performing. Now, he writes in brackets here, v'lo dami l'megillah, shemavarchan al mikra megillah. What's the mitzvah by megillah? Is the mitzvah to hear the megillah, or is the mitzvah to read the megillah? So he says over there, by the bracha of mikra megillah, the megillah ein hashomea yotzei mishum shlichas. When I hear the megillah, I'm not fulfilling my obligation as with him as my shliach. What does that mean? Im timtzo lomer deyotzi mitam shlichus, because if kriyas ha-megillah, if the Baal Kori is acting as my shliach, yadin da afilu lo shama klal, rak tzivas chavero litkoa bishvilo, hayayotze, kumo mavarich atzmo shalo hishmi ala ozno. What's he saying? That if it's mitam shlichus, then even if I haven't heard at all, right? If he's my shliach, so then he can read the Megillah and I don't have to hear anything. And as my shliach, right? Meaning by the bris milah, I don't have to do anything. I appoint the moel to do the milah and he does everything. If I'm not there, I still get the mitzvah of circumcising my son. So if kriyas Megillah, if he's my shliach to be mekayim mikra Megillah, then I don't have to be there. The fact that I am there by Megillah obviously means what? That what's happening is not just that he's my shliach. Elavadei debedibur lo shayach shlichus. Davei mitzvah shebegufo. I can't appoint someone to say something for me. Right? It's a mitzvah shebegufo. I can't have a shliach to eat matzah for me. I can't have someone put on tefillin for me, on my behalf. So too. I can't have someone say words for me. Rak bishmiya yatzah diafinan mikra deshomeya ka'ona v'chashav ki'ilu kara ba'atzvah. The way that Megillah works is that what? Is that when he says those words, there's a principle called Shomei Ka'ona that if I hear the words, it's as if I said the words. But he's not acting independent from me. It's not that I can like skip out and not show up. I can't tell someone, I'm going to sleep in, you put on tefillin for me. It doesn't work like that. And therefore, through Shomei Ka'ona, right now, every single person in the room is reading the Tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. Right? That's why you would have to say Birchas HaTorah, just listening to me, because I am speaking on your behalf, and that's different than eating matzah on your behalf. If I eat matzah on your behalf, right, then you haven't really eaten matzah. When I speak on our behalf, it is mamish kilu you're speaking. Why? Because of Shomei Ka'ona. Your hearing makes it kilu you're speaking. About shofar, she'eno dibor, but shofar which is not dibor. Shofar which is not dibor, lo ashkechinan be shomeya ka'ona. It's not shomeya ka'ona by shofar. It's not he blows the shofar and it's as if we're all blowing shofar. Right? By shofar, one person is blowing shofar. And therefore, for him to make the bracha on the tekiah would be taking the whole mitzvah for himself. Ela mishum de mitzvah so b'shmiya. The mitzvah is to hear. V'atekiyah u'rak she'yah shmiyah b'maisa. And the tekiyah is the maisa mitzvah that's necessary to allow the shmiyah to be a proper shmiyah. V'aveya maisa she'chutz l'gufo she'poel ha'shmiyah. It's the maisa that takes place by this other individual that allows me to have a proper shmiyah. V'shaper mahani shlichus al maisa tekiyah. So he is my shliach to blow the shofar. Right? And I need someone to properly blow a shofar. But the real mitzvah is what? Is the Shmiah. Oh, now we come to the punchline. So therefore, now we understand why the bracha on the shofar is not a bracha on the tekiyah. The same way I can't make the bracha on eating matzah and have someone eat the matzah for me, so too I can't make the bracha on the milah and have someone else circumcise my son for me. Right? So too, when the tokeya is blowing the shofar, he's not going to make the bracha that's only about his tekiyah, because that's not the focus of what's happening in the room. The main thing that's happening in the room is Jews are hearing the shofar. Al kein mevarchin lishmoa shebracha zu gam litzibur lo la tokeya levad, because that bracha encompasses everyone. If he made the bracha on tekiyah, it would be fit for him. He is being mekayim that aspect of tekiyah shofar, but that then everyone else loses out on a bracha, because their ikur mitzvah is the shmir. Okay, yeah.
Why can't you make both?
Why can't you make the bracha that encompasses both? Because I guess we want...
No, why does he make both brachas?
Oh, why doesn't he make a bracha on tekiyah and a bracha on shmir?
And he make a tekiyah for himself, because...
I hear.
And a shmir for everyone.
I hear. Because, I don't know, I think sometimes we have mitzvahs that encompass multiple aspects. We have to try to... I mean, you're saying even by Birchas HaTorah, there's different aspects of what we're emphasizing in the various brachos. So why couldn't there be multiple brachos here?
We never make multiple brachos or anything.
But Megillah, don't we make like three different brachos? What are the three? I don't even remember. But
Shachianu, and then make a bracha after the Megillah. But those are different qualitative type of bracha. Here we're trying to figure out what is the Birchas HaMitzvah. See, I thought you're saying roll it into one. Rolling into one.
Yeah, right. No, but then it doesn't really address the people properly.
Do we find that you can make multiple brachos addressing the various aspects of the mitzvah? I think we have to pick. We have to find out what is the essence of the mitzvah. And that's what the Machlokas Rishonim is really about.
Are there brachos there?
I don't know.
What do you mean multiple
brachos? I don't know. So now we have our answer. Ready for the answer? Here's the punchline. Chavir, you're going to have a deep understanding of the minhag. And later this week, maybe we'll have a more full shir on tekiyah shofar, or shmiyah shofar, bepnimiyah, what the Indian of the shofar. The shofar is mamish, the deepest of the deep. It's kodesh kadashim. Shofar is kodesh kadashim. Sneak peek. Uvezem nicha, concludes the halakha avnei nezer, the sakat shofar. Uvezem nicha, mashem echasen shofar. Do you know why we cover the shofar? Pay attention this year. Maybe you never even noticed that we have such a minhag, but it's a minhag Yisrael that the Berhita brings B'Shem the Bach. Why do we cover the shofar when we make the bracha? We make the bracha of what? Lishmawa. The shofar is going to be insulted. Why is the shofar going to be insulted? Why aren't you making the bracha of tekiyah? So we say to our dear friend, the Halakha shofar, we say, listen, shofar, you're a mamash hechsher mitzvah. You're just a tool. We're using you. We're using you to what? To get what we need. What we need is Shmiah. Right? And yes, we can't get Shmiah without you. But you should realize you're not the Iker. The Shmiah, the sound that emerges from you is the Iker. And that's not something you can hold on to. You're just a kli. You're just an instrument by which we come to the mitzvah of Shmiah's Kol Shofar. So listen. Says Avnei Nezer again, Dalit. Uvezeh nicha mash mechasen a shofar. De'im lo kein, kishemavarech al kol, velo al a shofar. When we don't acknowledge that the shofar, the instrument itself, the tekiyah, is the essence of the mitzvah, hayenech shav mavir al a mitzvah slagabe a tokayah. Before I tell you the vart, the way that I'm saying it, right, which I'm making it more into like the feelings of the shofar, which he's going to say, he's going to compare it to covering the chal in a minute, but he says, think about it. Can the Baal Tokeya, Mitzar Atzmo, can he make the bracha litzkoa? He can. What he's doing is the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. But he wants to do a bracha that includes what? Everyone in the room. So if he has a shofar in his hand and he makes the bracha on the shmiyah, which is going to emerge from the shofar, he's a little bit what? Being mavir al mitzvos. In mavir al mitzvos. Right now he has the mitzvah of tekiyah leads into the shmiyah. So for him to have the shofar, the instrument by which he'll produce the shmiyah before him, and to sort of ignore that fact, and to just make a bracha on the shmiyah, would be a form of ma'avir and ala mitzvos. Shu be'emes yachol levarech al tekiyah shofar gamkein. Mitzad the Baal Tokeya, he could make the bracha. But he doesn't want to make that bracha. He wants to make the bracha that addresses everyone in the room. He wants to pull Klal Yisrael together. Like I mentioned last night, Truas Melech Bo, the Svarma Kedoshim say, Truas Melech Bo, Milashon Reyus, right? That to the degree that there's a Reyus, that there's an Achlus amongst Klal Yisrael, that's the degree that the Melech is Bo. So for the Baal Tokei to get up and make a bracha that really only addresses his mitzvah, would really be missing a critical component of the sense of tzibur that we're trying to feel in Rosh Hashanah. But he doesn't have a choice. If he has the shofar out in front of him, he has to make the bracha on the shofar. So what do? We hide the shofar. We hide the shofar. Right? Al kein mechasin b'shas bracha. We hide the shofar, says the Avnei Nezer. Gam yish lafarish. Furthermore, we can explain that this is similar to what? Kemosh mechasin apas b'shas kiddush. Really, what in kedimas habrachos, what comes first? Hamotzi or hagafen? Hamotzi. So if the bread is out before us, then what? Then we should make kiddush on bread. Can you make kiddush Friday night on bread? Of course you can. You can make kiddush on bread. If you don't have wine, you make kiddush on bread. So why don't I make kiddush on bread? Okay, so there's reason why I make kiddush on yayin. But I can't pass over that mitzvah. Again, mitzad the feelings of the challah, and mitzad the halacha, v'ein ma'avirin al mitzvos. So therefore, what do I have to do? I have to cover up the pas, right? Shal yira pas bosho, the pas shouldn't be embarrassed. She'ein mekad shen alav, that it's being skipped over. V'achanami kevan she'achal varechat okeya al ha-shofar, since really me'ikar adin, mitzad the bal tokeya, he could make the bracha on the tekiya, but he doesn't want to make that bracha because he wants to focus on the essence of the mitzvah, on the shmiya, which is more all-encompassing and addresses the tzibur as well. Therefore, mechasin shlo yira shofar boshto. We cover over the shofar. The shofar shouldn't be embarrassed because we're saying to the shofar, you're just a tool. You're not the essence of the mitzvah. And the Baal Tokei is reminding himself that when I'm blowing the shofar, it's not just about me. It's about uniting the tzibur through the koch of shmiya. And therefore the bracha, again, as the Ram emphasizes time and time again, in the Tshuvas HaRambam, in the Perador, in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in the Rambam, in the Halachos of Shofar, time and time again, the Ram says the essence of the mitzvah is the Shmiya. It's not the Davar Chitzoni, and now I'm already being Merami's B'derech Drush. It's not the instrument, it's not this object that I can hold in my hand. But it's Mamasha, it's a Kol Pnimi that comes from within. That's the essence of the mitzvah. Okay, so now we understand. A minhag yisrael, a deeper understanding, really, to see within the framework of the whole sugya of the mitzvah of shofar. And you'll never forget, hopefully, when you see this minhag, you'll think to yourself, why are we doing that? And you remind yourself, there's a big machlokas rishona, what's the essence of the mitzvah? And you remind yourself, the essence of the mitzvah is the mitzvah of shmiya. And now you understand minhag yisrael. Okay, we learned the truth from the Avnei Nezer. That's a good way to start the week. Okay. Yeah.